BBC News with Neil Nunes. The former U.S. President Barack Obama has delivered a scathing attack on the Trump administration's handling of the coronavirus pandemic, saying many officials didn't even pretend to be in charge. In an online address to students from historically black colleges and universities, Mr. Obama also said the disproportionate impact on black communities highlighted America's systemic inequalities. Democrats in the U.S. Congress have launched an investigation into the sacking by President Trump of the State Department's Inspector General Steve Linnick. Two senior Democrats in the House of Representatives say the move was recommended by Secretary of State Mike Pompeo because Mr. Linnick was investigating him. The new Iraqi Prime Minister Mustafa al-Kadhimi has warned that the Islamic State group is trying to reorganize amid a wave of recent attacks. Iraqi officials say that in the past week there have been at least 17 IS attacks in four provinces. Official figures from Brazil suggest the country now has the fourth largest number of confirmed coronavirus cases in the world. Brazil recorded over 14,000 new cases in 24 hours. More than 15,000 Brazilians have died. Religious services are resuming in parts of Australia under strict conditions as lockdown measures are gradually being eased. But many churches, synagogues and mosques have decided to stay closed because of concerns for the older members of their congregation. The Italian Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte has said Italy is taking an unavoidable calculated risk as it prepares to further ease its lockdown. He said his government could not wait for a vaccine. And official figures from France show that insults and physical assaults on gay and transgender people rose by just over a third last year. BBC News.